Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. I'm your host, Tom Majeur, with John Duman.
Hello, Tom. How you doing?
I appreciate this monthly gathering we have here.
If you can count two gathering, I suppose, yes.
Well, we just imagine that there's hundreds of thousands.
That's true.
Maybe even millions of people around the world in 90 countries listening to Strong Tower Radio and listening to John Duman.
Are they all driving, or are some sitting in the couch, or are all of them sitting in the couch?
Well, I assume some of them are in ox carts and some are walking. And
okay.
Well, you know what, John, I hear somebody in the background there. I think you might want to introduce him.
I don't hear an ox cart, so it can't be anybody.
We have just, folks, we've just had too much fun. So you know when you're talking on the phone or the radio, if you're smiling, it has a better tone of voice. So this has got to be a great program.
Starting tonight. Out that way. Well, Tom, on the phone with us is an author and a voice that has been heard on this radio station before, and it's Ron Price. Welcome to the program, Ron.
Thank you, John. And Ron Price is wondering, what exactly has he gotten himself into this morning?
Well, praise the Lord. You got it morning, noon, and night, because this will be heard at every time zone possible.
There you go. Hey, great to be with you. Great to be with you.
And the reason we have Ron here is twofold reasons. One is that he is the lead author on the Strong Tower Radio September issue of the Ministry News. That's the hard copy. Well, we say hard copy. It's mailed, but it's also on our website that John edits, and I truly appreciate you doing that.
Well, the hard part's in the digital version, so the hard copy is really the easy copy.
Okay, very good. Well, great. And then also, as you heard earlier, referred to that he does a program, and Ron, a year ago, we became acquainted, and I've just appreciated this journey that we're on currently. And there's more to come, because Ron is coming to Michigan in person. He's doing a tour. He is from New Mexico, Farmington, I believe. And one day I'm going to go out and visit Ron in Farmington, New Mexico. But until
All
then,
right.
he's going to come visit us. And so between, he has a date that's coming between the mid-September and the first week in October. You're going to hear more about it. But first, you need to hear Ron and his message of helping relationships, putting them on a healthy ground to avoid them, and when they go sour, how to fix them as much as possible with us. Ron, I'm going to ask you to have the prayer this time for our broadcast.
Well, my honor to do so. Let's pray together. Father God, we do thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for loving us. Father, sometimes we think we don't deserve your love, but that's a lie. We're your children. You can't not love us. And Father, we just thank you so much for the impact of Strong Tower Radio, the many, many lives that are being blessed by the good work of Tom and John and so many others. Father, please watch over this session together. May all that is said and done be to your honor and glory, to people's great blessing and benefit. Please, we ask this by faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So, Ron, why don't you remind our listeners what it is that you do or have done in the past.
Well, John, I'll do that, but I like hearing Tom talk about me more than
I've worked so hard to promote you. Yes.
You know, it brings to mind, I'll tell you why I'm saying this, but a friend of mine, you know, he's talking about himself and he'll say, you know, that's enough of me talking about me. Why don't you talk about me for a while?
Yeah.
Anyway. You know, one of my favorite titles, John, I'm an author, speaker, and humorist. And I'll quickly explain the humorist. I spoke at a Chamber of Commerce event several years ago, and I didn't give the host any introductory material. She knew me, but that's what she said. Our speaker tonight is Ron Price, author, speaker, and humorist. And as soon as she said it, I went, yeah, that's who I am. I so enjoy helping people laugh. We don't laugh enough. And you know as well as I, the verse in Proverbs, I believe, that laughter is a
medicine.
Good medicine. Thank you. Yeah.
You know, so. Ron, I'm just going to share with you, I preach a sermon. Actually, I preach several sermons, but there's one sermon that has completely blown me out of the water.
Oh.
And it deals with your subject today, which is relationships, but it is the subject of forgiveness.
Yeah. Pretty important, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's interesting. You know, I'm almost ready to move on to my next subject of sermons, but I have asked pastors, do you want me to do this sermon or forgiveness? And out of the last three pastors I've asked, maybe even more, but the last three, they all chose the same thing. It was forgiveness. In fact, that almost, we're going to talk about your article, but you've written three books. We've actually interviewed you and played. John, I think we need to play them again, maybe this month, because we're talking about relationships. You've written three books, and they are Play Nice in Your Sandbox. I love that because I love that everything I needed to know, I really needed to know, I learned in kindergarten, and it hits me just right. Ron, what are those three books, the title of those, and they will get into our topic of relationships.
Well, the first one, Tom, and again, my prayer was always, Lord, you write, I'll type, and I can't recommend that highly enough. If anybody wants to write a book, that's a great prayer. You write, Lord, I'll type. But in 2016, I'd been writing a newspaper column for 5 years on marriage in particular, but marriage and relationships go hand in hand to a sense. And so I realized I had a book in there. And so I just repurposed some of those columns and came out with Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work, knowing that I felt like I had three books in there. And I just called the first one at Work to differentiate it from the other two. 2018, we came out with Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Home. And 2020, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Church, which I often say is a book that never should have had to be written, but oh well. But in each book, the play is a four-step model to prevent conflict when possible. Don't avoid it. Prevent it from happening. The nice is a four-step model to resolve conflict when necessary. And in each book, the play and the nice are different for that particular audience. But then there's also other tips on communication, on preventing people and not letting people push your buttons. What do you say when you don't know what to say? Just lots of different, hopefully helpful tools, tips, and techniques. Tom, as you know, and John, my whole life is based around the verse Romans 12:18. As far as it depends on us, we're supposed to get along with others. We're supposed to live at peace with others. Well, to me, that means we should be spending time learning how to increase our ability to do that. And so that's become my ministry, equipping people to live out Romans 12:18.
Might I suggest a title for your fourth book?
No, but go ahead anyway.
I think he's already said that he's written enough, but go ahead.
How to Play Nice in the World, and specifically written to governmental leaders. People.
All right, Tom, do you have any questions for me?
I do.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, John. I really appreciate that suggestion, but come on, let's get a grip on reality here, shall we?
Well, actually, going back to the books, in order to interview, I had to read all three of the books. And literally, those three topics, at work, at home, and at church, I have used at least one of those tips out of each one of those books, and they've become part of my tool set.
I'm so thrilled to hear that. Thank you, Tom. Thank you.
Well, John, you're the newsletter article. You better start asking some questions on the newsletter.
Well, let's start with, where were you going when you wrote the article? And because you didn't put a title on it, I entitled it Relationship CPR.
You know, I love that. I love that title. And let me back up on that for a moment. A buddy of mine came up to me one day and he said, Ron, you teach CPR. I said, I do? He said, yeah, conflict prevention and resolution. I gave him such a hug. I said, Bob, it's perfect. CPR, help for relationships, but also that's what I'm all about, is conflict prevention and resolution. And again, we need each other.
Yes, we do.
We need each other. Even though we get on each other's nerves and under each other's skin, the trick, I don't like the word the trick, the goal in life is to have healthy relationships with God first, with ourselves second. We can come back to that if I need to explain that. And with others third. And maybe I should explain that. I don't know. What do you think?
Go for it.
Well, I was going to say, when you talk about forgiveness, as Tom was talking earlier, sometimes you've got to forgive yourself before anything else can happen.
John, thank you. Thank you. That's exactly right.
You stole his line.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. The L chapter in the At Church book is, you shall love yourself as you love your neighbor. And people say, well, Ron, you got that backwards, don't you? Well, yeah. The verse is, love your neighbor as you love yourself. But that's the problem. If we don't have, and I don't mean a braggadocious, arrogant, I'm the greatest kind of love. That's not healthy. But if we can't love ourselves, we can't love our neighbors. Mm-hmm. If we're not at peace with ourselves, we can't be at peace with others. And that's what contributes to so many conflicts among us. Two hurting people bump into each other and look out.
You know, Ron, my mom used to say a statement, took me a while to figure it out as a child, are you happy in your heart?
Ah, ooh, I like it.
And if you're not happy, you're going to make everybody else unhappy. Am I correct?
Yeah, whether you want to or not. It's not because you're evil and mean-spirited or whatever. If you're not at peace with yourself, yep, somebody else is going to pay for that. Absolutely right.
So in your article, you mentioned that you heard a speaker, and the illustration they gave is one that you've used many times. Can you share that with us?
I can. It was a speaker, last century, I think, maybe even last millennium. She said, imagine a robot. In fact, I think she even drew it on a flip chart. If you drew a lake and put a rowboat out there, two guys in the rowboat, and all of a sudden a hole developed in the front of the boat. Well, the person in the front saw the problem and reacted, went to work, started bailing like crazy, while the person in the back of the boat saw the problem, but stood back and said, well, I'm glad that hole's not in my side of the boat. Perhaps you've heard the expression, we're all in the same boat together. And as Christians, isn't that especially true, or should be?
Well, it really wouldn't be any different, I guess, if the one in the back had just said, why don't you plug the hole?
Well, yeah, but that's a different article, John. Let me write another one.
Okay.
That will be another program on Relationship CPR on Strong Tower Radio. Currently exclusive, but we're going to share this with the rest of the world.
You know, hold on a second, John. You're onto something there. So it's so easy to see the problems. Maybe it's not so easy to see the solutions and to contribute to the solutions. I think you're onto something there.
There is something to that, because many times you're so close to the action, you don't see the whole picture, whereas someone standing back does get a better view of it, so to speak.
Great point. No, I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, Ron, what about John 17, 20, and 21, talking about unity and being one?
Yeah. You know, I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to sing a song. It's not long, so don't worry. I want you to just put in the last word. You ready?
Okay.
And they'll know we are Christians by our
love.
That's a song.
Yes, it is.
It's not biblical. It's not biblical. Now, come on. Love is huge. Come on. But John 17 says they'll know we are Christians by our unity.
Hmm.
Is right. Jesus came to save all of us. Now, not everyone's going to accept that. That's a whole different matter. We realize that. But he did nothing outside of the will of his Father. We are to do nothing outside of the will of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, which is the same as the will of the Father. But that we may be one is going to prove that Christ did, in fact, live then and lives now in the lives of his followers. It's huge. Unity is huge.
You know, the editor of the Sabbath School, Adult Sabbath School Bible Study Lesson Guides, who were studying in the Sabbath School of the Seventh-day Adventist Church worldwide, he said that the unity in heaven is a fact, and God wants that to be on earth, but he lets us work on it.
Yeah. And that's kind of like the Gary Thomas book that I cited in the article. What if God gave us family, marriage and family, not to make us happy, but to make us holy? And as you just said, Tom, to work on it. Same thing for church. What if we're in church not for our own happiness, but to grow and to be able to practice Christ-like selflessness and love. It's a great theory, isn't it?
Well, it's better even in practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
We don't have to accomplish that all in one day, but we should be working on it day by day until we become better at it.
Amen. It's a growth experience. I don't know that I'm ever going to, I'm not going to be perfect this side of heaven.
Yeah,
but hopefully I can be a little less unperfect. Is that good English?
But
a little more Christ-like every day.
But speaking in terms of unity, we can't do anything without Christ.
Yeah.
We don't have any strength. We don't have any skills.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely right.
Now, Ron, families have had problems getting along from the very first family.
Yeah.
You put it quite well in your article. How did they get along?
One brother killed the other, didn't he?
Doesn't get much worse than that.
No. Right off the bat.
Yep, and then one probably went away, probably Cain went away, and it was just a messy first family. And
from the very beginning, yep.
But also, so that's families. That takes care of the one book, but what about what about the church? Good old Paul and Barnabas. A great team got broke up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were talking off air. No, you go ahead, John. What do you got?
I was just going to say that story has
two outcomes.
Two outcomes. Yeah. I can't say that it's better. Arguing is one thing that we as humans do. We have our feelings, and they get stepped on pretty easily, or you know, vice versa. But in this case, God had a better plan, and He wanted both Paul and Barnabas to take others with them, to teach them, to you know, allow others the experience of being missionaries and preachers and things. And ultimately, it made for more work being done and more people being touched.
It's called discipleship, isn't it? That's
absolutely
exactly right.
Although,
and they doubled their efforts.
Well, in our conversation off air, I said yes, but couldn't they have done that in a nicer way? I think this was literally the second best. I mean, they should have figured this out without conflict, right?
Right.
They should have said, Barnabas, John Mark or whoever said, Paul says, I just don't think he's quite ready. Why don't you take him and you work that, and then I'll see if I can pick somebody else up. How about Silas? I mean, isn't that, but I don't think that's the way it came down, was it?
No, but I'm totally with you. Could have. Let me throw in another wrinkle that ties in with all of this. I'm reading books and listening to books on humility these days, and it's a fascinating study. And I'm going to tell you, humility is something that we know Christ advocated. Paul talked about, Peter wrote about, as Christians, we're supposed to practice humility. But it's not just something we ought to do. It's the best way to live. If I'm living a truly humble life, I am unoffendable. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
If it's not about me, I am crucified with Christ, therefore I no longer live. You can't push my buttons if I'm living in that reality. And if people could practice Christ-like humility, we wouldn't be talking about conflict at all. Amen to that?
Amen.
You said we shouldn't. You didn't have to write the book. Shouldn't have had to write the book about conflict in the church, but we shouldn't have to be talking about conflict subjects, but it's a reality, but God wants us to do better.
So can I throw in a quick God story for you that involves Strong Tower Radio?
Sure.
You wouldn't mind that, would you?
Please do.
I'm working on this sermon on unity that's going to involve humility and love and all the rest, and I was working on something else, and all of a sudden I had a chest pain. My chest hurt, and I thought, whoa, I better go lie down. So I went to lay down, and I turned on Strong Tower Radio, and Jelaine Fenner had her program on, and the first song I heard was by Patricia White, Say a Prayer. A prayer for him, say a prayer for her, because someday you may need them to say a prayer for you. I said, oh, that's perfect. And I wrote it down. I said, oh, I got to include that in my sermon. I kid you not, the next song, I forget who it was by. I know the Cathedrals did it, but the song was Where Should We Put the Piano?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you're familiar with that song.
That's a great one, the lyrics.
And for my message on unity, it was perfect. And I said, Lord, thank you for giving me that chest pain so I'd leave my project and go listen to Strong Tower Radio. So God is good. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Jelaine will love that story.
I meant to call her. I got to call and tell her that. I'll tell her myself.
Although I do want you to go see your cardiologist.
All right.
Yeah, because I would have been tempted to think it's time to take a vacation, not go lay down on the couch.
Well, brothers, yeah, right. We got one more text, and then we've got to talk about you coming to Michigan. Well, we need to talk about you being on Strong Tower Radio. I think that after this program, our listeners are going to look up and find out what time in their time zone when Relationship CPR is played on Strong Tower Radio. But the last, you put this in your article, Ephesians 6:10-12. Why did you put that in there?
Well, because we need to be reminded of that. So often we take our frustrations out on each other when more likely than not, the enemy is the source of those frustrations and difficulties. And he laughs at us as he pokes us. I think, John, I think you said that earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He pokes us and we react and take it out on each other. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. It's against powers and principalities. And we need to be aware of that if we're going to have any chance to win this battle.
Absolutely. That brings it closer to home. You know, when you talk about powers and principalities, that always sounded like foreign government to me, you know.
not the
devil and his angels.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And during my last argument, I was thinking the devil was provoking both of us. And it wasn't with my wife, so I'm glad to say. Hey, listen, let's talk about your program, Relationship CPR, on Strong Tower Radio.
Yeah, 15 minutes. It plays, I think, three times a week. I always listen Friday. I set my alarm Fridays, 1:15 Mountain Time. I'm right after Joe Cruz, and it's a blessing. I thank you for the privilege of being a part of Strong Tower Radio. It's I don't have the right words for it.
Tell us about some of the articles, some of the programs that you have recorded already, and this is an ongoing project. We're almost up to 30 episodes.
Well, we are, and they've been some just basic tips in conflict prevention, conflict resolution. I think I did one time on just laughter. I just told some of my best jokes that you almost have to either laugh or groan at. We did one on challenging conversations recently. That was a two-parter. A basic need, that was early on, a basic need that can create conflict. We all have a need to be understood and just various aspects, healthy ways to address conflict. Relationship killing germs. That was another. I'm just looking through my notes here. There's too many to remember. But having the right mindset, talked about gratitude. That was a big one. Just different. Again, relationship. Life is all about relationships. Our relationship with God, our relationship with ourselves, our relationship with each other. And when those are clicking, life is good.
Amen. Well, Ron, you're coming to Michigan. And many of our, not all, but many of our listeners are in Michigan.
Yes. And
so would you give your itinerary of, this is a growing itinerary. It's interesting. Just before the auction closed, everybody starts bidding or something like that.
Yeah, really.
And so they're bidding, literally bidding up Ron Price, those limited 3.5 weeks. And so tell us what you've got on the books, and we'll keep them posted. We're going to run some spots when you're going to be available.
Right. Well, thank you. I start in Ann Arbor and Plymouth at the beginning of the trip. Then I'm in Cadillac for most of the whole week. Then it's looking like I'm going to be down in the Berrien Springs, Stevensville area. I believe I'm going to be in Lansing and Grand Rapids some of that time. I'll be in Holland for a little bit. And then hopefully again ending over in Troy and that area. I'm flying in and out of Detroit. So trying to stick close to that area because I got an early flight home from my 3.5 tour of Michigan, 3.5 week tour, as you like to call it, Tom.
I think this is the longest tour you've ever done.
You are correct, my friend. Thank you.
And, you know, if you miss him, we may be planning a encore
trip.
Tour, UP tour, too. But Ron, quickly give us the dates of where you're going to be and when.
Well, again, it is in flux, but I believe the 15th and 16th Ann Arbor, the 17th Plymouth, the 18th through the 23rd Cadillac, the 26th and 27th in the Berrien Springs area. I believe the weekend of the 29th and 30th, Lansing, Grand Rapids. It's not in stone, but in that area. And again, closing out the weekend of the 6th, 7th, and even the 8th. We're going to do some Sunday brunches, I hope, in the Troy and Warren area. So, again, more to follow. We'll hopefully God will fill in more of those details, and we'll let people know.
We are certainly looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And if you are an influencer in your congregation, in your business, in your nonprofit group, Ron, give them a contact information and an email so that they can get in just on the wire before you come and leave.
Ron@ronprice.com, ron@ronprice.com. Cell is 505-324-6328, 505-324-6328. And Tom, I appreciate what you just said. I'm loving serving churches. Also, if it's a Christian-owned business or managed business, they want their staff to be more equipped in interpersonal skills. Yeah, let's talk. I'd love to serve our nonprofits. I'm coming to serve. I'm not coming for a vacation.
Well, thanks so much, Ron, and we'll be looking to see you in person in Michigan soon. Well, listeners, we'll be back after this. We'll be doing the September theme, what's going on in Strong Tower Radio, and then we're going to finish the last 20 minutes. We'll be with Pastor Ron Kelly of the Village Seventh-day Adventist Church in Berrien Springs, Michigan. He has a program that is addressing needs of our society today. There's a lot of confusion out there. He has a seminar coming up. You will want to see it online, or you want to attend in person. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi folks, Jelaine Fenner here. We are definitely living in uncertain times, and for some of us, it's scary. Signs of the times are everywhere. Jesus is coming back soon. Read Revelation chapter 22. Jesus says, "Surely I am coming quickly." We at Strong Tower Radio have a free book for you called The Great Controversy. Go to the back of the book and read chapters 35 to 42. It'll help you understand the times we're living in and what's ahead. This book even has 800 historical quotes and 1,200 Bible quotes. I love this book. Call Strong Tower Radio today, 231-468-2087, and ask for The Great Controversy while supplies last. And if we don't answer, please leave a message asking for The Great Controversy with your name, address, and phone number. That's 231-468-2087 on Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are all waiting for the animals to migrate south, and just as they're migrating, we have to migrate to the end of this program, so we're in the last section.
Well, very
welcome
good.
Back.
Very good. Well, you know, you've kind of tipped the hand to this next segment. John, we're going to talk about migrations. We're going to talk about, we're doing programs on bird migrations, fish migrations. You know, I don't think about that, but fish. But the steelhead runs and those salmon runs.
They've got to go someplace. It makes sense.
They've got to go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
And the other is monarch butterflies. I thought that everybody had monarch butterflies. But the truth is that we are in Michigan. We are on one, the eastern fly path, if I'm correct. But we're on one of the fly paths. And often, Labor Day weekend, you see the fall migration. And I'm working, trying to line up. We've had a biologist here before. Of course, Dr. Gordon Atkins, a nature guy. We did three this fall. We have a program on migrations with him. But we're also going to go out in the field with a citizen scientist. He has been banding or tagging monarch butterflies for a decade or more, back when not very many people used to do it.
That just brings up all sorts of questions. How do you band a butterfly?
It's like a piece of paper and a sticky note or something. I don't know. But they've been doing it for years, and that's how literally that is how that they figured out what the migration was. Hmm. There was a lot of unknowns. That was before all these trackings and all this other stuff. And so when they got down to Mexico, that's how they found it. And they would pay some of the local people to gather these tagged butterflies, and they captured the data, and it started putting the picture together.
Wow.
Monarch X. I remember the book from a kid. So the X generation that makes the big, long migration.
And then coming up soon, we'll be looking at the leaf migration from the branches to the ground, and then from rakes and leaf blowers to wherever. Yeah, well, most of us don't look forward to that.
That's true, but John, I think this time I'll let you be the host of that program.
All right.
Okay. Hey, you are the newsletter article, and the first one with Ron we did on relationship CPR, talking about the subject matter of relationships. And then we also talked a little bit about his program. We've been airing for quite a while. I think it's since about February.
Mm-hmm.
We shared that we have about 30 issues, about 20 of them or so are in the circulation being aired during the week, three times a week. Look it up on schedule. And you can get that through the link, str.fm. Or
absolutely,
you could go to the site itself. What is it, Ron? John?
StrongTowerRadio.org.
That's right. You know, I'm kind of tipping my hands here because today Ron's are outnumbering the Toms and Johns.
Today they did.
They did. So our first segment was with Ron Price. What a delightful interview.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to enjoy him. And you too, listeners, are going to enjoy Ron Price in person. He's going to be in Cadillac. He's going to be in southeastern Michigan. He's going to be in southwestern Michigan. He's going to be a lot of places. He's trying to book something in Lansing and Grand Rapids. He's here for only 3.5 weeks. I don't think he's ever been to Michigan before. And he is from New Mexico, Farmington, New Mexico.
So we probably shouldn't invite him to go to the UP in the wintertime then.
No,
right?
we've got to get him oriented to lower Michigan in the summer, and then in the winter. Well, I want to go up there someday because I've heard that they have ice sculptures. I mean, I've just got to see that myself.
They do. They've got some pretty spectacular things. The waterfall's all frozen. It's an experience. You've got to check it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, John, tell us about the rest of the newsletter and some of the things that are happening here at Strong Tower Radio.
Well, recently we sent out a letter requesting assistance. We found ourselves short on donations, and we sent a letter out to all of our people in our list. And so far, it's a little over $32,000 that's been sent in. And thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it. It helps us to no end. And on that same thought, if you get the newsletter and you appreciate it and it helps, please let us know. Send us a text. Send us an email. Give us a call. If you're not on the email list and you would like to be, give us a call. Send us an email. We'll get you hooked up.
You can also sign up online on their website.
That's true. And, you know, you can always read it off the website, but I think it's much more fun to have it in your hands.
Absolutely. And what you were saying there a moment ago was about the finances. It's not unusual that the summer months that income for ministries, people are often, they're out of their routines. And they don't write their checks, the monthly checks. Sometimes they forget, did I write it this month? Of course, that can be solved by having an automatic deduction that you can do as a bill pay out of your own bank, sending it to Strong Tower Radio. The advantage of that is that some people put them on credit cards, and then they expire every 2 to 3, 4 years. And then you have to call back and say, it didn't go through. It's my credit card. They changed the number on it just for security reasons and stuff like that. Fantastic. Other things that are happening. You've been sailing a boat lately in the backyard of Strong Tower Radio. What is that all about?
I wouldn't call it sailing.
Okay. Well, first of all, I got to say, John, that our listeners need to understand that Cadillac is one of the tallest, highest elevations in the Lower Peninsula. So, and the water all drains down from here. We do have a Lake Cadillac and we have a Lake Mitchell, but the boat's not going over there unless somebody else buys it.
Yeah, it was donated to us earlier And we have been working on bringing the shine back and getting it cleaned up and, you know, doing the small repairs that need to be done. And it is finally finished and ready to deliver to the marina. And anyone that's out there looking for a boat, it's a 26-foot Celebrity, twin V8s, very low hours. It's really in nice shape.
And you really put the spit and polish on it, and it's ready to go. And it's a dual benefit that this boat was on, was it Lake Michigan or?
Superior.
Superior. So it's used to the big lake. It's been broken in. And so you would be getting a nice boat, and you'd be giving a donation to Strong Tower Radio to continue the ministry. Hey, listen, John, the UP camp meeting, there is a camp meeting in the lower Michigan at Cedar Lake. There's something, I went to my very first one last year. Mm-hmm. I was looking forward to it. It's at Camp Segola in the UP. And tell us a little bit about what you know is going to go on.
Well, it's a concentrated camp meeting compared to what we're used to down here in the lower peninsula. It's only a couple of days. Last year, we had some absolutely excellent speakers. This year, I know we actually interviewed the guy that's going to be speaking, Tim Rumsey.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, that's coming up in November, November 17th.
So it should be good. He was a good seminar provider, and he interviewed well with us. So I expect that should be a good experience.
Absolutely. Well, there's always something going on here recording. We not only put across network programming from not only 3ABN, but we aggregate programs from a number of sources. Then what you have is what you enjoy. A lot of exciting programs coming up. We just did Kids Gardening with Miss Melissa Clayton, Cuba Mission Humanitarian Aid. We have Amen. That's a health clinic. There's going to be 10 of them over a short period of time. It's where free medical clinics throughout the state of Michigan. Great interview. You'll enjoy that. Discover Revelation. We have folks, you listen twice a day during the week. There's meetings of Bible study. We call them evangelistic series. But there's a Discover Revelation will be coming to a congregation, a building somewhere near you throughout the state of Michigan. And we're going to have the people who coordinate and orchestrate that, Pastor Mark Howard and Pastor Cameron DeVasier. Now, Cam, our listeners actually know them and have heard them. They're speakers in their own right. In fact, we had an interview here with Changed Lives, somebody who came closer to the Lord because of Strong Tower Radio, and Pastor DeVasier was one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about Daniel and Revelation, but we'll have an interview with them, and we'll play that. Those meetings, Bible prophecy and Bible study, start on October 2nd, and then what happens after September?
Reformation Month.
Reformation Month, folks.
It's one of the big four.
The big four. Actually, the big four is heading towards big five.
Yes, it is.
We're going to do something special for our veterans. We're going to increase it this year. Hopefully, in coming years, it'll become part of the big five. Other things are happening. Great. We're looking forward to things with the biologists. I forgot about oak wilt. Now, John, I really didn't know much about oak wilt, but I'm going to know it after I meet with
the U.S. Do you want to know about oak wilt?
Well, it's coming to you, and you bet it's going to, whether or not. Well, John, it's just been a pleasure. In our next segment, we'll be talking to Pastor Ron Kelly. Pastor Ron Kelly is a pastor of one of the larger Seventh-day Adventist churches in the state of Michigan. It's down in southwestern Michigan. And he is, if you've been listening to him, many of you, your hearts have been moved. He's dealing with current issues, religious liberty. He dealt with some of the issues that we had, COVID era issues. And now he's talking about issues. You just stay tuned. Many people don't have answers to these questions that our society is asking and is coming to a school, a church near you and your family. Are you prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Powerful stuff. Stay tuned for the next segment. We'll be back after these thoughts and messages.
When you're taking a trip, it's important to stay on the right road and to follow the GPS or roadmap to be sure that you get to your destination. Likewise, on your trip to heaven, it is vital to follow the roadmap, the Bible, God's positioning system. To do that, stay with Strong Tower Radio as we uplift the Bible and proclaim God's character. If you'd like to help with this mission, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button, or call 231-468-2087. We thank you, and may God bless you as we proclaim God's character together.
Hi, folks. Welcome back to Strong Tower Radio today. I'm your co-host, Jelaine Fenner, with my other co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, on the phone, we have with us Pastor Ron Kelly, who is the senior pastor at the Village Seventh-day Adventist Church in Berrien Springs, Michigan. Welcome, Pastor Kelly.
So good to be with you.
And folks, if you ever go through Berrien Springs, you will see that church. It's right on the main drag.
That's right. Not only that, he's a regular contributor to Fresh Manna on Strong Tower Radio, and usually played on Sabbath afternoon. So look forward. You've heard his voice before.
That's right.
And Pastor Kelly, we are not to praise or uplift anybody, but we just want to say thank you for what you're doing.
Amen.
You're providing leadership in issues that people are not talking about, substantive issues. Our society is looking at the issue of sexuality. We had the sexual revolution of the 60s, and this is another wave, and I'll let you comment on that. But you are having a conference that's coming up. Actually, it's three separate events for different groups of people. Our listeners, everybody's listening to this, whether in Michigan, streaming on our website or on our smartphone apps, can listen to one of these conferences here. Tell us what's happening up, what's the date, and you may even need to tell people where Berrien Springs, Michigan is. It's a small place that's having a worldwide impact because Amen. It has Andrews University, probably has more people from more countries of the world more than most universities do.
You're exactly right. We're a little town in southwest Michigan. It's a college town. And because of this college, there is this exceptionally diverse community. And what we have coming up is a week-long spiritual emphasis on the subject matter of sexuality. We're calling it Jesus and Holistic Sexuality. There's three events. One is a week of spiritual emphasis that anybody can tune into or attend. And that'll start on Saturday morning, September 16th. In our church services, and then every evening from Saturday to Saturday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, and that can be watched at villagesda.org, and then click the watch button. That's something for everybody, and we'll have testimonies from people who have come out of confused lifestyles. We will also have good biblical presentations and a question and answer session, which I think will be exceptionally interesting for listeners. The second event is a pastors, teachers, and elders conference, which will be on Monday the 18th and Tuesday the 19th. Now, this is a registration-only event. It'll be a packed-out schedule, and we won't be airing what's a part of this dialogue and these presentations. There is a small registration fee for this event. And then the last half of the week, happening from Wednesday evening to Sunday morning, we have something called Coming Together Live 3, which is specially designed for individuals that are looking to find a community of support and understanding as they deal with either family members or their own personal journey that's been touched by some of the confusing messages that are out in the world. So three things in a period of 8 days. I think it'll be a very exciting, and if it can be a benefit to somebody, we will be edified to know we help somebody experience a healthier, happier life.
So let me just make sure that the week-long, this spiritual
as well as then the starting on Wednesday through Sunday, they can go to what is the website, Village?
Yes, if they go to villagesda.org, there will be a banner page that comes up. They can click on the register button. But if they're just going to tune in for the Week of Spiritual Emphasis, all they need to do is go to our website starting Saturday the 16th of September at 8:30 in the morning. We'll have our first presentation by myself. Then the second presentation will be by Dr. Eric Walsh, who is both a medical doctor and holds his PhD. And he'll be presenting a very exciting and appropriate topic. And then in the evening, we will hear from a well-known speaker for our Strong Tower Radio audience, and that would be Jay Gallimore, mm-hmm. who will be presenting. And then every night we'll have a different speaker, different testimonies, and different question and answers. That's for everybody. VillageSDA.org, 6:30 every night.
Okay.
You know, Pastor, I would like you have, Lord's given you the ability to evaluate issues, spiritual issues, social issues, and explain them in a clear manner to the public. The Christian church traditionally has had an understanding of these issues of gender confusion, and they were very clear on these particular issues. But now, one by one, the various denominations, and we could name them, but we won't, are having confusion and not sure where they stand. And when you don't know where you stand, you can go places you never planned to go. Can you follow up on that?
Yeah, that's very well stated. What's happened is we are in a tidal wave of social and sexual experimentation. And where we used to be quite solid, most Bible-believing churches, on what morality was and is, what's happened is that people raised in one age are now having children who are, they are being inundated in confusing messages about how they should explore their sexual identity. So they have kids who are identifying different than what the parents were taught. What it's doing is it's creating a real conflict in homes, and parents don't know how to relate to a child whom they've poured their whole life into and they've loved, who's now identifying differently than their physical gender that God gave them is expressing. So it's a definition of love. It's a definition of the inspiration of the scriptures. And what's missing is how to help a person through that period of life where they have what's called gender fluidity, mm-hmm. which is normal. And if you can make it through puberty and not do anything major to your body, like rearranging body parts, and you can just go through those phases of life where there is confusion on lots of subjects, including sometimes sexuality, by the time a person gets to be adult, they'll be okay. But parents are now thrown into a real crisis in their home because what they've believed is now running up against what their children have chosen to do or believe, and it's creating a real crisis. So how do we help families make it through this time, educate them for how to deal with these issues, and help their children make it to the other side?
Amen. You know, it's interesting. The British have a term, they call it a rough patch. I love that. And what you're saying, and psychologists, the sociologists have recognized that for a number of years, that there is a period of wondering who they are, and maybe in the discomfort of their teenage and early adult years, they consider options that are the values of scriptures, their parents, but relying on society, I'm almost veering off course here, but relying on society to determine your morality, whenever you turn over your morality to another party, God doesn't, he asks you to deal directly with him. You report to him, not to a government, to the social culture, or maybe even your denomination.
The challenge, I think, for the church is to actually affect society. Our kids are being sexualized so early. They're dealing with things they never had to deal with before. Then they're relying on their feelings. There's a large number of, there's a pandemic of molestation. Mm-hmm. There is this terrible pandemic of exposure, which I think is a vicarious or virtual form of molestation of our kids. You get this sexuality awakened too early. You get a wrong imprint on a life. And then there's a lot of confusion. So the Christian way protects innocence. It protects love. It protects emotional intimacy. And self-control is a beautiful thing in a variety of potential sexual temptations. So the church has to get out in front of it and deal with it. This seminar is attempting to do that in a very loving way. It's not about rejection or condemnation. It's about an invitation to return to a loving God who can give us strong mental, spiritual, and relational health.
Well, you know, I see the biggest problem is, the media, you know, whether it's movies, TV, social media, and, you know, kids are being told to, you know, think about if they're a boy or a girl, or now we've got the pronouns. And for me, I'm 70 years old. I don't understand how all of this has happened and come about, other than I know the devil is busy trying to discourage and disrupt each and every individual.
Well, that's for sure. And he wants to destroy the mental health of our kids. If you were made to be a certain way by God and you're not an accident, and you run in complete reverse of that, you're going to be dealing with all kinds of ramifications of working against divine order. On the other hand, if we can protect our kids from the incursion of wrong sexual exposure, if we can help them understand it's normal to wonder sometimes and allow them to make it to maturity, then they can make good decisions. But society is preying on our kids. It is systematically attacking the home and the value systems of the Bible and the inspiration of Scripture. So how do we effectively respond to that? That's what this week is going to be about.
Well, especially because now you're hearing how schools, kids go to a teacher or counselor and tell them things, and they want to change their identity, but they schools do not have to tell the parents. I'm like, well, where's the parents' rights? Because a child, until they're 18, is the parent is responsible. So how can a parent be responsible for a child if they don't know this?
Well, the modern society does no longer really believe the parent has any say-so over this. And that's another issue that's playing out in society, in the courts. And so we are dealing with a dynamic of God's order. And did God give responsibility to the parents? How should they carry that out? And of course, parents are going to have to be a lot more active about what they allow their kids to be exposed to, which means what age do you give a cell phone? What kind of parental controls do you have? Yeah, we've got a lot of issues on the table.
So who are some of the speakers you're going to have? You've mentioned a couple already.
Well, I have a number of physicians coming. I have a couple counselors coming. I have a life coach coming. We have a number of people who have chosen to walk in the path of God who formerly were in the LGBTQ community. We have about 20 different presenters. We're going to have a lot of question and answer. Dr. Eric Walsh will be with us, Dr. Neil Nedley, Dr. Clinton Wallin. We're going to have Dr. Cedric Vine. We have an amazing array of presenters across a spectrum.
And then this, the pastor, teacher, elder, it's kind of, is that like a teaching seminar?
Yeah, this conference is designed for up-close engagements with these specialists, a chance to hear presentations, then ask questions, to network with each other, to gather support that as they stick to the biblical model of health, healing, and holistic sexuality, that they have intelligent, up-to-date science and biblical support for ministering to people in a winning way and helping them see that self-denial and self-control leads to fulfillment.
So all of you, because you had talked about the week of spirituality, the teachers, parents, elder, or not, well, not parents, it's pastor, teachers, and elders for this teaching. And then the next part of the conference, they all can go to villagesda.org to find out more information.
That's correct. There's plenty of information there. Our phone number is 269-471-7795. And if there was a parent listening that really wanted to be at the pastor, teacher, elder conference, there would be a potential for them to participate. They would need to call that number, 269 471-7795, and a potential arrangement could be made. But of course, the Coming Together Live 3 is especially set up for parents, family members, and friends who are dealing with these situations.
Now, there's a cost for some of the, you know, this?
Yes, the Pastor Teachers Conference is $150. We feed everybody all day long, six meals. We'll be giving materials away to them. There's also a $150 charge for the Coming Together Live 3 Conference, which goes from Wednesday night to Sunday morning. Again, we feed everyone, and we'll be providing them materials. The evening presentation from the 16th to the 23rd is online. There's no cost, and you do not need to register for that.
Well, Pastor, one thing about the parent, the teacher, teacher and pastor also are elders. That's very interesting. Many small congregations, they share pastors, and so some of that leadership responsibility comes to the elders also.
Yes.
When it comes to confidential conversations, elders need to be involved in those and support the pastor when working with people who are exploring their sexuality. So this is for lay people that in responsible positions.
Yes, who need information. They need points of reference. So they're not just guessing or getting what they heard off the evening news.
That's right. Would you give all that information, all three of those seminars, one more time? Because I believe our listeners, there are people out there that feel maybe it's pastors, maybe it's teachers, maybe it's lay leaders in churches, whether people, also the families and individuals who are dealing with this one-on-one, firsthand, front line, and as well as the conference as a whole. I think we need to review all that information one more time.
Yeah, it's going to be an exciting time together facing this challenging topic. But from the 16th to the 23rd, every evening from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at villagesda.org, we will have presentations that involve testimony, question and answer. That will be primarily focused around those who have come out of the LGBTQ community. There'll be biblical presentations as well as a part of that. On Monday the 18th and Tuesday the 19th is the Pastor, Teacher, and Elder Conference. That will go from 8 o'clock in the morning all the way into the evening, both days. Myriads of speakers, plenty of question and answer time. That will cost $150. And that is, you can sign up at villagesda.org or call 269-471-7795. And the last event, which is running concurrently, from Wednesday till Sunday, the 20th to the 23rd, is Coming Together Live 3. That's especially for families, friends, and individuals who would like a confidential environment to find support, understanding, and connection. And those will be happening at the Village Seventh-day Adventist Church in Bering Springs, Michigan.
What time?
That event will start on Wednesday night and run through Sunday morning. It'll be all day Thursday, all day Friday, mm-hmm. all day Sabbath. It'll be in its own venue.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. And we just pray your blessing on this conference for all of those that are going to be participating and everyone that, you know, needs to hear about Jesus and holistic sexuality.
Amen.
Because we need it during these times we're living. So thank Amen. You, Pastor Kelly, for joining us today. And folks, we just pray that you will be blessed and have a good day. Bye.
Bye now.